Aboriginal dancers and didgeridoo players from Koomari Dance Troupe opened the Australia Day address with a welcome performance before handing over to this year's speaker, renowned mathematics teacher Eddie Wu.
Our students form their identities in the context of grappling with different accents, different values, different ways of thinking. Our students grow as citizens while learning every day to suspend their instinct to judge by appearances. Our students' daily experience is the strength is found in working hand in hand with those who are different to us, appreciating the things that unify us without diminishing the qualities that distinguish us.
Wu's parents migrated to Australia from Malaysia around 1970 for better education opportunities for their children. The 32-year-old educator is now a well-known and respected mathematics teacher, not only in Australia, but all over the world. Wu became a global internet sensation through his YouTube channel, WuTube, a unique approach to teaching mathematics. In 2012, he started posting videos to YouTube for a student who was sick with cancer and missing school, but it quickly caught the attention of thousands of people from all over the world. The videos uploaded online have received millions of views, and more than 100,000 people have subscribed.
My story? Being a teacher is how I learned that regardless of who they are or where they live, all children can flourish in this ever-changing world if they receive a great education.
Every year for the Australia Day address, a speaker is encouraged to share their experiences by expressing their perspective on Australia's identity and the diversity of the country. This year, Wu used the stage to challenge perceptions of learning held by everyday Australians. Wu explored three themes: education, mathematics, and diversity.
The last 18 months have been a powerful reminder of how important education is to our world. If the Trump presidency, Brexit, and our own recent political conversations have taught us anything, it's that while we live in an age where we hear more information than ever, we still haven't learned to listen to those around us and appreciate points of view other than our own.
Perhaps the most powerful part of his speech was when he challenged everyone to become a mathematician this Australia Day, simply by seeing things from a different perspective.
Think about your local community and ask the tough questions about why the social patterns around us exist and how we can change them for the better. When you look at people who seem so different throughout our country, who look different and sound different and believe different things, you can be a mathematician by looking at different people and yet calling them all by the same name.
Natasha Kallios, SBS News.